This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today was another extraordinary day in the trial of John Allen Muhammad. He's facing six murder charges in a Maryland court for his role in the sniper shootings that terrorized the Washington, D.C. area 4 years ago. Yesterday and today, his former partner and protege, Lee Boyd Melvo, was on the stand. He was cross-examined by John Allen Muhammad, who was acting as his own attorney. NPR's Libby Lewis joins us now by cell phone from the courthouse in Rockville. Libby, this is Malvo's second day on the stand. Can you set the scene for us there in the courtroom?
Yes, Michelle. The courtroom here is filled with family members and people who went through this 3 weeks of terror in the Washington area. And actually, many of them have responded viscerally to Malvo's testimony. Yesterday at one point, the widow of one victim began wailing as Malvo testified in detail about how her husband was shot. And Malvo stopped briefly and dropped his voice and just kept on going. Today it's been lighter in tone. The family members are relieved in some way that they see Malvo testifying against Muhammad. And there have been a number of times where they've broken out in laughter and the judges had to admonish them to stay silent.
It's interesting. They broke out in laughter. That's unusual given what the two men are talking about.
Yes, it really is. But when you think about what these families have been through all these years, and here they're seeing these two men face off against each other, and Malvo, calm, resolute, nothing to lose, holding his own against the man who's accused and has been convicted of planning and carrying out this reign of terror. And it's like there's this feeling of release in the courtroom that they have this witness who's going to help convict this man.
Now, John Allen Muhammad is asking these questions because he's acting as his own attorney. How is he doing with that? What kind of defense is he putting forward?
Well, at some levels, he's trying to pursue the conventional strategy of a defense lawyer, which is to show inconsistencies in the statements of his accomplice, who is now the star witness. For example, yesterday, Malvo testified that Muhammad called the white man a devil. And Muhammad today asked Malvo to recall some of the friends that he introduced Malvo to in Washington State, people who took them in and befriended them. And Muhammad said, now, those people were white, right? And Malvo said, yes. And Muhammad said, yet you say I called the white man a devil. And Malvo said, that is true. And yet at other times, it's not clear where Muhammad is going. He's seeming to lead Malvo to pointing out inconsistencies, and then he simply drops the subject and moves on.
Why is Malvo testifying?
He has nothing to gain legally from being on the witness stand. He's already serving a life term in prison. He is very likely to die in prison. He just agreed this week to pleading guilty to six murders here in Montgomery County, Maryland, and he faces a potential life term without parole for each of those. So he has nothing to gain there. But he told the jury yesterday, I wanted to tell my story. I wanted to tell the truth. I wanted to face Muhammad. And for what it's worth, I wanted to face the victims.
Thank you, Libby.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's Libby Lewis checking in by cell phone from Rockville, Maryland. That's where she's covering the trial of John Allen Muhammad.